Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
We have a lot of jobs, so I just want to thank you. We've been really good friends for a long period of time. We've always been on the same side of every issue. I think we've done a great job in wiping out the nuclear capacity of Iran. Nobody else could have done that.
That was President Trump yesterday, speaking glowingly of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman. And there were some other moments in that discussion that, at the very least, raised a lot of eyebrows. And as we mentioned, tomorrow is our celebration of 100 years of KMOX radio. And so Major Garrett, CBS chief Washington correspondent, was kind enough to change his schedule to speak with us today. And that's who we go to now. Major, thanks for being flexible.
Congratulations on 100 years, KMOX. That's a big deal. I'd be glad to, was glad to move my schedule so you could have that full range of options programming-wise tomorrow, because that's a very big day.
Well, we appreciate it. And especially after such a significant day yesterday.
Yeah.
this is how I set it up is in 2022, when President Biden visited Saudi Arabia and fist bumped Mohammed bin Salman, I was aggravated, upset. I thought it was the wrong thing to do because of the human rights violations and Jamal Khashoggi being literally chopped up. And yesterday made me forget about the fist bump. Because of the way the red carpet was rolled out for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, what were your thoughts and your takeaways from that unique meeting?
Yeah, so the thing that made the fist bump was President Biden and the Crown Prince, MBS, as he is informally known, Mohammed bin Salman, was that during the primaries and the pursuit of the Democratic nomination, then-candidate Joe Biden called the Saudi kingdom a pariah state because of the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, which U.S. intelligence concluded Mohammed bin Salman was responsible for. And he accepted responsibility in an interview with my colleague, Nora O'Donnell, at 60 Minutes. Yesterday in the Oval Office, when there was a question put to the Crown Prince about that, President Trump said he didn't know anything about it. Didn't know anything about it, which is not true. Which is such a grotesque covering up of what actually happened, what U.S. intelligence believes happened, and what the Crown Prince himself has taken at least limited responsibility and accountability for. And in this context, it's important to note, the president excoriated the reporter, Mary Bruce from ABC, who asked the question in the first place. So you put these two things together. A journalist for the Washington Post, who wrote columns about the future of Saudi Arabia, was murdered in Turkey at the hands of Saudi officials that the U.S. government concluded were operating at the direction of Mohammed bin Salman. So a journalist murdered through government decision-making. And when an American free press reporter, meaning someone working for the free press, protected by the First Amendment in our country, asks one question about it, not only does the president cover for the Saudi kingdom, but excoriates that reporter for having the audacity to ask it. I just point those two things out because they demonstrate a kind of mentality about a free press that is overtly hostile and far too touchy for the American presidency, historically defined. The relation between the United States and Saudi Arabia will always be complicated because there are multi-factors of U.S. interest in the region that flow through Saudi Arabia. That will always be true. It's been true since we normalized relationship with them under FDR. I had Jamal Khashoggi's widow on my program, The Takeout, last night. She acknowledged that. She said her husband was murdered by the Saudis. And she said, I understand the United States needs to have relationships with Saudi. I want them to have relationships with Saudi Arabia. My dead husband wanted them to have better relationships with the Saudi kingdom. We're not talking about no relationship with the Saudi government or a full-blown embrace. We're talking about something that resides in a place of nuance, where there are financial relationships, defense relationships, but also a discussion, an adult conversation about human rights. And you can't have that if you deny Mohammed bin Salman had anything to do with Jamal Khashoggi's murder.
So, Major, with this development, I mean, there are a lot of people unhappy with what happened, you know, at the White House yesterday and the meeting in general. But what, I don't know, I'm at this point, and I think many of us are, that nothing ever seems to come of any of that. When there is something that is highly offensive to a lot of people, that right. We just move on to the next thing.
Exactly. So now there was a period of time, about a year, and I talked to Jamal Khashoggi's widow about this on The Takeout last night. There was about a year where things were really frozen in terms of foreign direct investment in Saudi Arabia. Lots of major corporations pulled back because the civilized world was legitimately horrified by the murder, the dismemberment of Jamal Khashoggi. But time has a way of softening all those things. And other issues, if not take precedence, begin to intrude on calculations. And, as I mentioned, Jamal Khashoggi's widow recognizes that. Wants more accountability in Saudi Arabia, wants direct apology from the government to her, would like to meet with President Trump about her thoughts about her husband, who the president said was a controversial figure, as if that was justification for his murder. It isn't. The president meant to imply that. He should rephrase that or make it more clear that that's not what he was suggesting. But certainly to any normal person listening to that, that might have been what they took from what the president said. So things do move on in life, but they don't have to move on with no recognition of painful truths of the past. And that's what happened yesterday afternoon, in the Oval Office. And this wasn't a state visit because the Crown Prince isn't the head of the Saudi kingdom. His father is, but he will soon be king, and he could be king for decades. So he is a significant player that the United States government under any administration will have to deal with. But what the president has decided to do is give him as much fanfare, as much celebratory pomp and circumstance that the White House can provide short of a state visit, and extol the virtues of his leadership of Saudi Arabia, downplay any concerns about human rights, labor rights, and the rest in Saudi Arabia, and try to elevate this relationship to what he said today was near NATO status, which is as close as you can get to the inner circle of American allied relationships.
And, you know, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but as you said, I mean, there's having a relationship is one thing, but the unreserved chumminess that Trump seemed to imply with MBS, and even to the point of praising his human rights record, like, oh, he's done great for human rights, when, as we mentioned, Jamal Khashoggi was ambushed by 15 Saudi operatives and dismembered, being gay is punishable by death in Saudi Arabia. I mean, you could go down the list.
Right.
It's so over the top that we should be appalled.
We should at least make delineations about what is or isn't consistent with Western values when it comes to human rights. And this is part of a authoritarian, forgiving pattern with President Trump.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He has no discouraging words about rights suppressed in Russia. He has very few discouraging words about rights suppressed in China. He has very few discouraging words about rights repressed in Saudi Arabia. This is a pattern. These are his words and his statements. You can judge them for yourself, but if you're looking for a pattern, it is to forgive and overlook in pursuit of other things that he considers to be more important. One quick thing I would point out, because I traveled with President Trump, his first trip to Saudi Arabia when he was elected in 2016, the first trip he took as president, 2017, we all went to Saudi Arabia. At that time, the president announced all these investment deals and all these American jobs that would be created. He exaggerated then, he exaggerated throughout his administration, and his own administration numbers now reflect the Saudis invested far less in America than they promised, created far fewer American jobs than was projected by President Trump. And so there is a kind of unreality to all these statements that the president makes about future investments, how much money is going to flow to America, how many jobs are going to be created, because he made them all the first time around. They didn't pan out. The way his own administration counted the dollars and the jobs fell far short of what he promised. And this is part of the friction of this relationship. Now, are there other things that the president wants to accomplish with the Saudis in the Middle East? Normalize relationships with Israel, which would be a very big deal. Yes, but the Saudis also have asks in the region. Administration hasn't worked those things out yet. But if Mohammed bin Salman wants to portray himself, as he clearly does, as a full-blown world figure who can go to America and have the most nasty parts of his country's regime ignored and papered over by the leader of the free world, President Trump, he achieved that yesterday and is achieving it again today.
The House overwhelmingly voted to release the Epstein files. Only one person voted against it. And now it's up to the president to sign. I know some Democrats have skepticism that all of the files will be released or that it will be done in, on an up and up sort of manner, or that the Department of Justice will even do it. So what is going to happen next?
So very quickly, the Senate, by unanimous consent yesterday afternoon, agreed to pass it once it arrived. The legislation arrived this morning, and upon its arrival, it was deemed passed by the Senate and on its way to the president. President, if the president signs it, then under the Constitution, he has to see that laws are faithfully executed, meaning he can be challenged for the improper or unfaithful execution of this law if he puts pen to paper and signs it. How the administration decides what is faithful in terms of executing this law, releasing Epstein files, stay tuned. But last week's announcement from the president, we're going to investigate Democrats, could gum all this up because the administration could say, well, we can't release things because there's a pending investigation. Even though on July 7th, the Justice Department in a two-page memo said we've looked at everything and there's no reason to investigate anyone further. Those two things now stand in contrast, and if the administration tries to slow this down because of new investigations, it's going to have to prove in court what's new and what suddenly they found that didn't exist on July 7th when they said no one else should be further investigated. All of this will be subject to intense scrutiny. The politics around this have shifted dramatically in the last 3 days, dramatically. Republicans were pushing this back, pushing it back, pushing it back, following the direction of President Trump. When he reversed on Sunday, all the Republicans reversed as well. Now it's going to be up to Trump's administration to live up to this law if, in fact, he signs it. And, of course, if he doesn't sign it, if he vetoes it, then Congress would have to go through an override process. Clearly, there's enough votes in the House to override. With a voice vote and unanimous consent in the Senate, you can assume that there's enough votes to override. But that's a slow process as well. So there are several scenarios in which, even if the president signs this, it could get gummed up internally at the Justice Department. And if he vetoes it, that would drag things out further.
As we say goodbye, Major, quick question here. How many names can be redacted, and who decides how much they're going to redact?
Well, you can redact names of victims. That's not a problem. The Justice Department knows how to do that. That's not difficult. And the survivors have made that clear. And the lawyers representing the survivors who've been at this work for a very long time, more than three decades, know how this can be done. That is not a problem. What you have to look at in the files is a victim. Does that need to be redacted? Yes. Anything dealing with child pornography and any potential implications there of people who are now adults who were children then, you can redact that. But there are lots of people who want names redacted just because it would do them reputational harm. Sorry, that's not what this is about. If there's reputational harm that you will suffer, Summers, Larry comes to mind, you're going to have to live with it because Jeffrey Epstein was a bad person. There was plenty of evidence he was a bad person. There are plenty of warning signs that people should have reputationally backed away long before they did. And there may be a reckoning coming if all these files are released reputationally.
Major Garrett, we appreciate you adjusting with us. We will talk to you next Thursday.
Have a great celebration tomorrow.
Thank you.
That is Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News. You should listen to and watch the Takeout podcast. You can see that on CBS News 24/7, or you can listen to it wherever you get your podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.